一点，走。
Okay, we'll call to order this rec board reorganizational meeting for Wednesday, January 21st. Our first item will be the election of officers. The first is a nomination for board chairperson, Ted Schartager.
I'll make a motion for Ted Schartager for board chairman.
I'll second it.
It's been moved and seconded. Roll call.
Rivera?
Yes.
Coley?
Yes.
Hickey?
Yes.
Schartager?
Yes.
Our next nomination for board vice president and secretary, which would be Mark Hickey and Dee Spencer. Do we have a motion?
Make a motion that we nominate Mark and Dee for board vice president and secretary.
I second.
It's been moved and seconded. Roll call, please.
Rivera?
Yes.
Coley?
Yes.
Hickey?
Yes.
Schartager?
Yes.
Okay, our next item is a motion to set the time, date, and place for the 2026 regular rec board meetings. Do I have a motion? For a discussion.
Same. It's up to you guys.
Do we like the time?
Oh. Whatever. Earlier the better. Whatever's good.
This is as early as I can do it, to be honest.
5 o'clock.
5 o'clock?
Third Wednesday.
I make a motion that we have the meetings every Wednesday?
Third Wednesday.
Third Wednesday of the month at 5 o'clock.
I'll second it.
It's been moved and seconded. Roll call.
Rivera?
Yes.
Coley?
Yes.
Hickey?
Yes.
Schartager?
Yes.
And finally, it's a motion to designate the director as the official Recreation Board spokesman.
So moved.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded. Roll call, please.
Rivera?
Yes.
Coley?
Yes.
Hickey?
Yes.
Schartager?
Yes.
We'll adjourn this meeting.
That was official. I'm sorry. All right.
We're ready.
The meeting is now in order. And the first item is meeting agenda approval.
I'll make a motion we approve the agenda for Wednesday, June 21st, 2026.
I will second.
January 26th, 2026.
Any discussion? If not, roll call.
Rivera?
Yes.
Coley?
Yes.
Hickey?
Yes.
Schartager?
Yes.
The next item is the approval of the minutes for December 17th, 2025 regular meeting.
I'll make a motion we approve the December 17th, 2025 regular meeting minutes.
Second it.
Any discussion? On the minutes, I do not have a copy.
That's okay. No, it's not.
I forgot them.
If there's no discussion, roll call.
Can I give you a copy after the meeting? You need them right now. I can go get them right now.
That's fine. You can always amend it the next time.
I'll hand it to you.
We ready ready for roll call?
Yep. Call the names.
Rivera?
Yes.
Coley?
Yes.
Hickey?
Yes.
Chartiger?
Yes. And all the chairs are empty, so I guess we have no public comment. Moving right along, the approval of the expense report for December 2025, Parks and Recreation Expense Report for $217,994.87.
I'll move that we approve the expense report for December 2025, Parks and Rec Expense Report of $217,994.87.
I second.
Moved and seconded. Is there any discussion? If not, roll call, please.
Rivera?
Yes.
Coley?
Yes.
Hickey?
Yes.
Chartiger?
Yes. The second part of that expense report is the December 2025 Legends Expense Report for $61,093.19.
So moved.
Seconded.
Any comments? If not, roll call, please.
Rivera?
Yes.
Coley?
Yes.
Hickey?
Yes.
Chartiger?
Yes. The next item is old business, and we have none of that. So, moving on to new business, the new hirees.
I'll make a motion we approve the new hirees for January 21st, 2026.
I'll second it.
Moved and seconded. Any discussion? If not, roll call, please.
Rivera?
Yes.
Coley?
Yes.
Hickey?
Yes.
Chartiger?
Yes. The next item is field rental request.
So moved.
Second.
Any questions?
Anything out of the ordinary?
This is the same. We've been working with ASA for about, 10 or 12 years in the back three fields at Community Park. Okay. The first one. And then the second one you have there is a 12U team. Does state that 100% of the kids are from Maslin.
Good.
As well as the Maslin ASA.
I have one question on that. Are we still going to, during baseball season, lock the fields?
Yes.
Okay. Good.
Any other comments?
Yes, sir.
Roll call, please.
Rivera?
Yes.
Coley?
Yes.
Hickey?
Yes.
Chartiger?
Yes. The next item is to install a gazebo at Lawndale Park, not to exceed $49,000.
Need motion for.
So moved.
Seconded.
I left the $49,000. I don't. It should not cost us that much. I didn't change that. We're waiting on. Joe and I met with an Amish builder on Monday, waiting on some kind of something in hand. I think we can get moving on this in the next by the end of February at the latest. And then it's gonna have a wooden floor, either wooden or composite, and then we're gonna set it on crushed limestone. So we don't have to pour a footer. It's not going to go anywhere. The crushed limestone. Well, that's what we put the restrooms on.
What do you think the actual cost is?
I'm guessing about $30,000. I'm hoping.
Okay.
You know, it's going to be wrapped in vinyl. So with treated wood and wrapped in vinyl. That's our goal with a treated floor then.
Okay.
Do we have a date on when we're going to do this?
By the end of February, we should have a contract, and I was, if we should have him use this Amish builder, it probably isn't going to take him but a week or two to get it done, if that. So I'm hoping it's open by May 1st, middle of May at the latest. Depending on the weather, and they can get out there.
Any more questions? Statements? If not, roll call, please.
Rivera?
Yes.
Coley?
Yes.
Hickey?
Yes.
Shartiger?
Yes. The next item is to appropriate $200,000 from the 1433-505-5-2510 Capital Improvement Fund for final design for Reservoir Park Phase 2 Pond Project.
So moved.
Seconded.
Discussion, please.
This is what we talked about last week. Right now, Environmental Design Group, it has the contract for the entire reservoir, so we don't have to put this out to bid. When they gave us the prices for everything, this was part of it. This was phase two to get the drawings done. We're hoping they stay at about $163,000. Once we come into contract with them, I would like anybody and everybody that would like to be in that meeting to discuss those final designs.
I got a question.
Anybody else?
I do. Joe. Last night, the mayor said he had $5.3 million carryover. Has there been discussion about them putting any money into this project?
Not that I'm aware of.
I asked one time, he said it was a park project. Well, Ted said it's a park project, but they're kind of spearheading the project. So.
That's a good point. You know,
well, he said it's not a park.
No, I understand. They should probably do the $500,000 for the lights that they knocked out.
That's something to discuss later. We talked about that last week. They didn't have anything in it. I mean, we were going to move forward with this design and then talk about once we bid it out. I think, if you'd like to talk to them more, I'm sure we can.
They're alone, so, right? Their money could come in somewhere.
I would agree.
Something to discuss once we move forward with the design.
Lighting.
Yeah, regardless, we should move forward with the design, but let's bring that up.
Anyone else? Roll call, please.
Rivera?
Yes.
Coley?
Yes.
Hickey?
Yes.
Shartiger?
Yes. Moving on to our board reports.
Usual track at the Ferenzi. Had a little discussion on the snow, so we got that straightened out. We closed a portion of the track off for the construction. They started a little bit. They started tearing some trees out. And they kind of stopped. And they did a little bit up there so far, but they haven't gone real far yet. But we closed that part of the track off so people could walk on it. Seems to be working. So I was told over the weekend there was people walking on it, but there was no activity going on. Kitty Park, we finally finished up the leaves up there. Fixed some of the swings. Broke. we resealed the floor. Up on 16th Street and up by on Lincoln Way, we finished the leaves there also. It was kind of hard to plow with all the leaves that were left, so we got rid of them a couple of the one day. It was nice. Our maintenance shop down there, we swept all the floors, cleaned all the restrooms up, cleaned the shop out, changed some light bulbs. I'm looking maybe to paint it inside. We finally got the leaks stopped so that we can scrape the walls down and maybe paint it up, like spruce it up a little bit with this weather we got going on. Equipment, we just starting to get the stuff in to do all the maintenance on them. We went and got some today. Still plowing and doing whatever we can with this weather. Yeah, going on.
Thank you, Joe.
So we did finish the year with $115,000 profit. which made our carryover $781,460.
I'm sorry, can you give me that figure one more time?
The carryover?
Yes.
$781,460.64.
Thank you.
We actually finished $33,581 ahead of 2024, even with the rainy spring that we had. So we were just thankful to finish ahead of 2024. This winter, we've been busy with a lot of projects. Actually, Steve had the Maslin Radio event at the in the banquet hall this last Saturday. So he had a really good review there. But we had to take down all the decorations. We're getting phone calls every day for tea times. I've gotten numerous phone calls for outings and just getting everything really set up for this year. Calling all the staff to see who's coming back and, you know, what places we need to fill. Let's see, we closed out inventory for 2025, and then now all the new merchandise is coming in, so I have to check it in, price it, and display it. So there's just a lot to do. We'll have the carpets cleaned, we'll deep clean the inside, kind of detail everything, get it ready.
So, tea times for tomorrow?
No, yeah. Cross-country skiing.
Any questions for Gary? Thank you, Gary. Caroline?
Things are going great at the senior center. December was a short month because I did take vacation time in December. But the events that I had, like the breakfast and I was open Christmas Eve morning and served a hot breakfast for my seniors, had really good participation in those events, so things are going great. A lot of flu in the senior center. Everybody's passing it around. So.
Any questions?
Yeah, keep circling.
We offered 38 fitness classes during the month of December. We had a couple special events. We had Breakfast with Santa on December 6th, which was held out at the Legends. We had 67 people attend, where they had a buffet-style breakfast. They did crafts, and Santa was in attendance. We also had Parents Night Out on December 13th. There were about 10 kids that attended. They watched The Grinch, played in the gym, and they also did crafts. The Legends donated pizza and juice to feed them for dinner that night. We also got a donation from Danny Boys for our all staff meeting that we had the second Sunday in December, where we kind of went over some policies and procedures and things with the staff, which we had a good turnout. Our membership sales were up for the month of December. We sold 814 memberships for a total revenue of $22,510.50. Our membership usage was 10,485 visits for the month, and we sold 1,658 day passes. Looking at last December, we were at 732 membership, so we were up about 100, and then for the year in 24, we sold 8,893, and in 25, we were at 9,854, so about up 1,000 memberships for 25.
Thank you.
Steve? Okay, the Reservoir Stream Bank project has started. They started mobilizing. They've done some work. We had some trees taken down. They will continue to do that. I don't know how much they're going to be done this week or early next with the weather, but I'm sure they're on site, so things will start happening up there. The Reservoir Park Phase 2, obviously, we just approved for the final design. We'll get moving on that. As I was telling TR earlier, we ordered a heat exchanger for a heating unit here at the Rec Center 6 weeks ago, and it's en route, so we're waiting on that. I'm waiting on the engineering to give me the specs for our Rec Center parking lot resurfacing for this summer. We have the new sound system controller is done. We have sound in throughout the Rec Center again now. The city as a whole started a new time clock system, which included us. We have a new time clock for everybody. The Legends equipment bid lease has been awarded. We're still waiting on the company to forward that information to us so we can move forward on it. And your irrigation pump installation will be moving forward as well. I think did they take it out?
They did.
Take it out there? Okay. So that's where we're at right now.
Anyone have any questions? Does anyone have any questions or comments about anything? If not, this meeting is adjourned.
Thank